Are you there?
Death, where is your sting? Sting, where is your grave? Grave, where is your victory? He got up. God raised him up. He got up with all power in his hand. Death, where is your sting? Sting, where is your grave? Grave, where is your victory? He got up. God raised him up. He got up. God raised him up. He got up. God raised him up. He got up with all power in his hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has risen. He got up with all power in his hands. The blood that Jesus shed for me, way back on Calvary, the blood that gives us strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. The blood that Jesus shed for me, way back on Calvary, the blood that gives us strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It soothes my doubts and calms my fears. And it dries all my tears, the blood that gives us strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, yes it does, and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh yes, the blood that gives us strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. because it reaches to the highest mountain. And it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, yes, the blood that gives us strength. Yes, it does. From day to day, it will never lose. It will never lose. It will never lose its power. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from the burdens of sin? There is power in the blood. There is power in the blood. Would you or evil or victory win? There is power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. And I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Won't you let them know? I told Satan, get thee behind, 'cause victory today is mine. If you know that Jesus got up for you, victory is ours. Victory is ours. Victory today is ours. Won't you tell Satan, we told Satan, get thee behind, 'cause victory today is mine. Oh, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. I told Satan, get thee behind. I told Satan, get thee behind. 'Cause victory today it away, host.
Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. So appreciate your victory. Day is mine. Good morning, Minister MasterCard family. Good morning, Minister Willow. We thank you this morning for greeting us this morning. We so appreciate you. And, we can't say so much about our songs this morning. Oh, victory is mine. She went from one to the other. Oh, hear me shout here in the Bronx. God bless you. This is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I'm so glad to be your greeted, the host this morning. Let me share a little bit about this awesome journey we're on right now. God is so good, and I'm just thanking God that y'all had a wonderful Holy Week and Resurrection Sunday. Oh, I certainly was enjoying mine. Thank you so much. Well, let me just share with you a little bit about this call. On October 2010, our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Bacola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started us on this journey. So I am grateful this morning. The scripture we sent on this morning is Psalms 88 and 13. But you are cried out, O Lord, in the morning my prayer comes before for you. Yes, we have a mission statement. We definitely have a mission statement this morning, and to enrich, enhance, empower believers as we begin this beautiful day. Well, let me just share with you. Also, you have anything going on in your life and you need a prayer, praise, you have this website that you can visit 24/7 that called themastercall.net, themasterscall.net. All the messages has been archived on that site, as well as our powerful speakers. Feel free to share our page with everyone that you come in contact with. Right now, we need God more than ever. The theme for 2022 is God is requiring immediate obedience. Let me say that again. God is requiring immediate obedience in all this work of us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continues to experience restoration, divine protection, and create miracles and strategic breakthrough. Amen. So we want to keep that in mind. If you be led by the Lord to be a part of this blessedness, as agreed as Minister Willa, and as a host as yours truly, or as strong as Minister Tiffany, or do you have a word from the Lord? You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information at info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our President Minister Brenda Terrell will contact you. But on Friday, we have a praise prayer request and a praise report on the second half of the call, and you can do it live, so that's wonderful. But if you can't do it, wait that time, just go and submit your information. Our phenomenal company called Artists International was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 33 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. Great products to help the world become healthy. And I always want to share, you can become wealthy if you share. The morning motivation call here Monday through Friday. Right after this call, a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of these wonderful Artist Life products. That number is 667-770-1525, 667-770-1525, and that access code is 294-617-pound, 294-617-pound. If you have trouble or being charged, we have a bypass number that you need to use, and you will not be charged. That number is 716-293-9707. Today is Inspirational Monday, and our host will be Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and our special speaker will be Pastor Eric. So join us right after this call. So we want to share with everyone, please stay in touch with your back office. We are still on a trip to Cancun, so look at your back office, stay in touch, purchase your products, and move forward. Our speaker this morning, she needs no introduction, but I'm just going to give you a little bit about her. She's, I am, lady, I love it. And I just want to say, I want to introduce you to a person, like I said, needs no introduction, but we're going to give you a little bit about her. Her name is Prophet Cab Brown, born in New York City. She currently resides in the great state of San Antonio, Texas. She was called to minister in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to a seminary where she received her Master of Art in Pastoral Counseling and a Master of Divinity Pastoral Ministry. She's her scriptures she stands on is of Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you. She also, let's go back. We also have a son, Christopher, that she loves so dearly. We so appreciate in all that she does. And, you know, I'm just thanking God. She was my prayer partner. She's. I'm telling you, when you hear her, you got to go and share that information. Please do not keep it to yourself. You have to share. Before she comes on, I'm going to give a prayer, and then the next one you will hear will be Prophet Cot. Almighty God, come and say thank you for this beautiful new day. Another day that we know at this time, Lord, you came into our lives to make sure that we are who we are. We thank you to continue to bless us in every way that we can. Lord, help us to stay focused on you. There is no other God but you, Lord. We thank you this morning. We thank you for the speaker about to download a word in telecommunications sanctuary. We have said the word would do you some good, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning, Lord. We love you and we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Father Cat, are you there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for hosting us with such Jesus joy, Minister Cynthia. We so appreciate you. And, of course, we want to thank the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pacola Roberts. We give all honor, all glory, and all praises to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Daddy God, and to the Holy Spirit. We are going to jump right into the word. It's been a while before I've been before you. And the topic that I've been teaching on the last time I was before you was count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is relationship with God. Count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is relationship with God. So we are talking about our personal relationship with God. And, of course, yesterday was Resurrection Sunday, and it can't get any more personal than Jesus going to the cross to die specifically and on purpose for each and every one of us. Him going to the cross to die for us personally. See, we got to make that relationship personal. You got to break that down and make it personal for each and every one of us. But not only did he go to the cross to die for us personally, he rose 3 days later for us personally. See, I don't know about you, but he got up for me. I made that personal. He went to the cross to die for Ty's sin. And he got up 3 days later to rise and take to Jesus. He got up for me. So I made that thing personal. And the last time we got together, I started talking about how we dealt with that relationship. We accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And those scripture was John 14:6, Romans 10:9-10. And we read our Bible, how we build on that relationship. We read our Bible daily, and that was 2 Timothy 2:15 and Joshua 1:8. We pray daily. We talk with God, and we listen to God. And we talked about James 5:16. And so now we're going to go to that fourth step, about building that relationship with God and personalizing that relationship with God, and that is through worship. We worship God in spirit and in truth. And some ways we can spend time worshiping God. We can spend time worshiping God through his word, by reading his word daily. We worship him through our deeds and our actions. We worship God through dance and through the word, and we worship him through our actions. We worship God because we love him. Worship is recognizing and acknowledging God for who he is and what he's done in our life. It can be through music or spoken word. It can be through written word, dance, or art. It can be through silence. Worship is powerful. Worship is our responsibility. It is our reasonable service is to worship God. But worship is not only powerful, but is a great tool for fighting when the enemy attacks us. See, when we spend time worshiping God, we build our relationship, we deepen our relationship, we grow closer to him. When we spend time in worship, we spend time getting to know God. When we spend time in worship, even in silent worship, we allow God to download into our spirit that which he is saying to us. Silence is almost a lost art in our culture because we always want to talk and do and be, but when we sit still in the presence of the Lord, we allow him to speak to us, to speak to our innermost part. We allow that still small voice to have its time to download. We learn to be still in the presence of the Lord. God speaks in that stillness. Learning to be still in the presence of the Lord, Psalm 46 and 10. We take those moments to allow God to have his way, to speak in the silence, to allow the Spirit to communicate with us in that silence. That worship in silence. But we can also worship God through our giving and through our serving each other. See, when we worship God in spirit and in truth, we are building our relationship with him. We are spending time getting into a deeper, more passionate, more powerful relationship with him through worship. Jesus came as a servant, so serving is a form of worshiping him. It's a form of doing what he did. Matthew 20 and 28, John 12 and 26. So we are doing as Jesus did. Worshiping through service. How many of us even took time to think about serving as a form of worship, as a form of doing as Jesus did. I know I hadn't really thought of it that way. But if we follow in the footsteps of our Lord and Savior and we do as he did, then we are worshiping him in spirit and in truth because we are following in his footsteps. We are becoming more and more like him. So to deepen our relationship with him, to grow more like him, worship is a powerful thing. Understanding the assignment is relationship with God. See, the deeper we get into our relationship with God, the more we can do, the more he can do through us. The more he can do to us, the more he can do for us. The more we are like him, the more he can accomplish through us in the world. The more he can build the kingdom of God in the world. Because the more we are like him, the more he can send us in the world to accomplish things. See, this world we are living in now, see, we need to get some things done in this world. See, there's so much going on in this world, the more we need to be accomplishing for the kingdom. The more we need to be building the kingdom. See, we need to be about kingdom business in this season where there are wars and rumors of war. See, we need to be about building the kingdom. So we need to be about our Father's business in the season, and we can't be about that if we are not in relationship with him. Understanding the assignment is relationship with God. And as we move on from worship, we go into that next thing that builds relationship, and that is fasting. And as Dr. Pakola has told us, we start our fast at midnight tonight. And the word tells us so much about fasting. So we as Christians are told to fast and pray. We are expected to fast and pray. It tells you this kind goes out but by fasting and prayer. Daniel fasted and prayed. Regularly. And they mourned and wept and fasted until evening for Saul and for Jonathan, his son, for the people of the Lord and for the house of Israel, because they had fallen by the sword. So when someone fell by the sword, they fasted and prayed. When they were looking for answers, they fasted and prayed. When they wanted answers, when they wanted to grow closer to God, they fasted and prayed. When Jesus was tempted in the desert, he fasted and prayed. So when we are looking to deepen our relationship with God, we should fast and pray. So as we understand the assignment is relationship with God, we fast and pray. It is up to us to learn when, where, how. Matthew 6:16, and when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disguise their faces, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others. See, when we're fasting, we are supposed to look just like we look any other time, so that it is not seen of man, but we're fasting to deepen our relationship with God. Understanding the assignment is relationship with God. It is about deepening our relationship with God, building our personal relationship with God, accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior, reading our Bibles, praying, which is talking with and listening to God, worship, fasting, number six, fellowshipping, but not only fellowshipping with God, but fellowshipping with other believers. The word says, forsake not the fellowshipping of the saints. Getting together with like-minded believers is part of your building and deepening your relationship with God. Getting together and discussing the word of God with other like-minded believers. Coming together with your brothers and sisters of Christ and talking about the word of God. Making sure you are discussing the word, getting a deeper understanding of the word of God. Fellowshipping with one another. Studying together. And in that same vein, committing to accountability with one another. Coming together and keeping each other accountable. That is our responsibility to one another. Coming together and holding each other accountable is part of our responsibility to one another. Making sure that we remain accountable both with our peers, but also making sure that we are submitting, I know we hate that word, to the authority, to the spiritual authority in our lives, remaining accountable that way. Making sure we have spiritual authority in our lives. Someone that we can remain and submit to spiritually. See, we have to make sure we are understanding the assignment, and that assignment is relationship with God. See, we have to make sure we are about his business. See, this time that we are living in,
where this world is under siege requires that relationship, and that relationship has to be in order. We are living in perilous times, my brothers and sisters, and we have to make sure that we are understanding the assignment, and that assignment is relationship with God. We've got to get our relationship in order because we have got to be about the kingdom business. No longer do we have time to play games. We have got to get our relationship with God in order. We have got to make sure that we are building that relationship. We have got to make sure we are about God's business. I promise you, if we are about his business, he will take care of all of the rest. The word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He will take care of all these things. Delight yourself in him, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. He will take care of the desires of your heart. He will take care of all these things and adding them unto you. If you are taking care of your part of your relationship with him, understanding the assignment is relationship with him. Are you building your personal relationship with God? Minister Cynthia, back to you.
Thank you. Prophet Kai, for that amazing word. That is on time. Be still, know that I'm God. That is when I came in 2021. I came in with that same scripture. Oh, building a relationship to worship him. Worship God this morning. I thank you so much for that powerful message this morning. Shortly after you come back, I will close out a benediction, please, as soon as I pray. Lord have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Let's pray and pray over our prayer requests. Lord, we want to thank you this morning, Father God. We want to thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. We thank you for the blessing. We thank you for Prophet Candace's on-time message this morning. Oh, Lord, yes, building a relationship with you is so important, Lord. We thank you this morning. We thank you for just knowing that you are there with us no matter what. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, I follow your footsteps because you want us in this world. You need us to have a relationship, stay focused on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what we thank you, Prophet Kai, for sharing it with us this morning. Lord, we bless you this morning. Bless her over and over again that she will have enough blessings to just contain. Lord, we thank you this morning. We can't thank you enough. We thank you for our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Pacola Robinson and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherford, for keeping us focused on you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the last 11 years. We thank you for everyone that joined us this morning and thought it was not Robert to be here this morning. We lift up the Diaz de Leon families for bringing Sharon Artist Life with us worldwide. We pray for the staff and all that they do to keep us focused on our products and our home, Lord. Lord, we pray for the sick that shut in. We thank you. Pray for the ones in the hospital, Lord. Lord, we want to pray for the COVID is rising again, Lord. We pray for the doctors and the healthcare workers, Lord, that they be protected in this time, Lord. We have to thank God that we got to understand it's not a time to play, to take our mask off. We have to stay focused on you, Lord. You said this is no surprise to you, Lord, but we got to understand that you want to be us to be stay focused on you. Lord, we pray for the people that's going to believe in this morning, Lord. Give them the strength to move forward. You know them family by family, name by name, Lord. Give them the strength to move forward this morning. We want to thank you this morning. Keep us focused on you, Lord. We will not find anything else to distract us this morning. Let us be close to go closer to you today, Lord. We love you and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, let me just share with you. I know you guys, please take this message and share with others this morning. I'm going to give you the playback number. That number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. And the access code is 957-672-1085. 9576-77#. 9576-77#. Just want to share with you also, right after this call, we're doing a morning motivation call where our host will be Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and our guest speaker will be Pastor Eric. Please join us, and that number is 667-770-1525, 667-770-1525, and that PIN code is 294-617-pound. Thank you, again, Minister Willard, for greeting everyone this morning. Thank you, Minister Tiffin, for all the songs that you sing this morning. We so appreciate you and all that you do. We thank you so much. And we can't thank you enough, Prophet Cab Brown, for that on-time powerful message this morning. Will you please close us out in a benediction, please? Thank you.
And thank you again, Minister Cynthia, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we just thank you, thank you, thank you for being God all by yourself, for allowing us to be restored to right relationship through the cross and through the work of Jesus Christ. Lord, we love you, we adore you, and we just leave it all at your feet. Father, as we leave this call, but never, ever your presence, we thank you for being the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. We love you, we adore you, and we seal it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.